To Canberra now, and the federal government's bill to means test the health insurance rebate passed the House this morning. Now the government is looking to crack down on rorting in dental care. An investigation by the Federal Human Services Department has found that 48 dentists wrongly claimed millions of dollars through the Commonwealth's Chronic Disease Dental Scheme. The scheme was set up in the final months of the Howard government at an initial cost of $300 million, but it now costs more than $2.2 billion. Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane has our report.
After years of argument and two previous failed attempts, the government's bill to introduce means testing of the private health insurance rebate passed the House of Reps this morning.
The result of the division is I-71, Noes 70. The question is therefore resolved in the affirmative.
There were cries of shame. Now the government's got its sights on tightening up the chronic disease dental scheme. It was set up by the Howard government at an initial cost of $290 million, but it's now costing $2.2 billion.
I mean, that's just an extraordinary blowout in expenditure.
The program was designed specifically for patients with chronic health conditions to enable them to receive more than $4,000 worth of dental work under the guidance of their GPs. But as the Human Services Minister Brendan O'Connor explains, that's not how it's worked in practice.
It really is inequitable because a multimillionaire with diabetes can, you know, get more than $4,000 for dental services, but a pensioner without a chronic disease gets nothing.
Mr O'Connor's department has carried out an extensive audit on dental claims. So far, 48 dentists have been ordered to repay $21.5 million, with another 540 dentists still under investigation.
The complaints have been received about 719 dental practitioners, and audits have begun of 629 of those practitioners. There's been 89 audits already closed, with 26 dental practitioners found compliant, but unfortunately 63 are determined non-compliant with the scheme. And so we're now going through the process, of course, of reclaiming money. So what we've done with the 63, 16 have been really provided education and recovery of incorrectly claiming benefits, because clearly it was viewed that their non-compliance was not as serious as others. The remaining 48 dentists have incorrectly claimed approximately $21.6 million. And, of course, the Commonwealth is seeking to ensure that money is repaid.
So those 48 dentists, is it simply a case of them not filling out the paperwork correctly, or they've tried to rort the system?
Well, look, I haven't got the information in relation to all matters, but clearly there's evidence that people have not applied the scheme properly. These dental practitioners are now required to repay the money. Non-compliant dental practitioners with debts are indeed, well, we sent a letter by the department informing them of the debt and advising them how to make payment. Now we're going through the process of reaching agreement on the way in which this would be repaid. As I understand it, there are some challenges to the debts that have been approximated. So some dentists are not accepting the debt, others are still in negotiations with the government. But this is very important, that the government ensures the taxpayers' money is spent properly, that professionals do the right thing in terms of applying government schemes, and in the main, the majority of dentists do that. But this is a significant number of practitioners not doing the right thing, and it's, I think, entirely proper that the government protect the interests of the taxpayer and retrieve that money.
That $21.5 million, how does that compare with other Commonwealth programs?
At this point, we've only, as I say, audited 89, so there's a long way to go. I mean, these are quite sensitive and complex matters, as you can imagine. You're dealing with the records of practitioners, so this has to be done sensitively in relation to the practitioner and indeed the practitioner's clients. But it is a significant sum given the amount of practitioners that have been examined to date, with quite a significant number more to be considered.
What about claims of unethical behaviour? We've been told of a case where a grandmother who saw a dentist under this scheme, and instead of assessing this woman for what care she needed, the dentist just carried out the work himself without consulting a doctor and filed down all her teeth, even though she had no medical need for that. Have you had many cases like this crop up?
you know, the legislation is clear that dental practitioners must give patients and referring GPs information about the treatment they'll be supplying before beginning treatment. So it does alarm me when I hear of situations where those requirements have not been fulfilled.
The government signalled it will now try to close down the chronic dental scheme or introduce means testing for it. It's awaiting recommendations contained in a report from a dental advisory committee due by the end of this month. A final decision is expected around budget time.
That's Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.